It is an F off Friday. We got Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, coming up in about 30 minutes here. We also have some sound from the Browns today. Miles Garrett talking about maybe his future in Cleveland that we'll get to as well. But even though it's a football Friday, it is also an F off Friday, but it is a Guardians fever Friday, as I think some of us are still waking up or going to bed or waking up while trying to go to bed after last night's game. With the walk-off by David Fry, the game tire with two outs in the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth by John Kensie Noel, and oh yeah, we got a series to win game four tonight here in Cleveland. 8:08 first pitch, Gavin Williams on the bump for the Gardos. So we got plenty to get to you guys and plenty for you guys here. But hey, Ohio State's got another game as well. Who's to blame for Ohio State's loss to Oregon? Find out on the Sons of the Shoe podcast with myself and Spencer German. Subscribe to Sons of the Shoe anywhere you can get your podcast. That's 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. Sons of the Shoe, follow it today. But let's get to some more Guardians talk here as our next guest, longtime big league player, now ESPN MLB analyst. He's calling the Dodgers-Mets series on ESPN Radio. So the other half, it matters. And the Dodgers are doing some damage right now. And Doug Glanville joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Doug, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to be on. I'm standing on Citi Field as we speak, so right in the thick of it.
Well, it's great to have you here. I did want to ask you this, because I know we've got Guardians fever here, but you're watching one of the two or three best tandems of position players in baseball, Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, both hit home runs last night. If you were building a roster right now and you could choose between Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, who you choosing?
Oh, my goodness. Impossible choice right now. I might go with Ohtani Betts, because Betts can play all those positions, and Ohtani can pitch. And, by the way, he's a great pitcher. So you get kind of three players for two, and that's probably the only reason, because, you know, offensively, Soto and Judge probably have the edge. But I just like the versatility of those players that can make, you know, turn one player into four.
Doug, you're watching that series right now, and it's, you know, completely been one-sided by the Dodgers. They're pitching, their offense, they're running bases like they should. Do they have the overall edge when it comes to the World Series moving forward?
Well, just because I've been watching the Dodgers, it seems like who's going to beat these guys? It doesn't even matter the opponent. That raises the question. But, you know, that's because I'm in the thick of it. I know, like, the Guardians have really good pitching, and they defend, and they prove they get the big hits late. And that's how the Mets were, and how the Mets are where they are. So you get on that kind of run, doesn't matter really who you're playing. You could get on a run that actually stops teams that are hot. But when I look at the Dodgers, I see an offense that can literally do anything. They run. They are extremely disciplined at the plate, and that's how the Mets had been able to pitch well, not against the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't chase. And then you look at the star power of Ohtani single-handedly be able to, you know, destroy a team. Then you have Mookie Betts, who's slashing and running and hitting for power. And then you add like a guy like Max Muncy, who's in like the middle of the back of the order, and he was on base 12 straight times because he's so disciplined. So I don't know, you know, where the weakness is there. And that's what, you know, when they're hot, it's really hard to stop. And when you combine that with their pitching, which was kind of a weak spot from a rotational standpoint, right? They have like two and a half starters, three starters, and they know that they have to rely a lot on their bullpen, and that can be fragile, as game two proved. So that is where those question marks came about. But their starters, their pitchers have been really outstanding. So they're playing great baseball, and that's why the Mets are just, you know, trying everything they can to hang on.
You look at this matchup tonight between Flannery and Peterson. Do you think Peterson, being a strong left-handed pitcher, has any chance against this lineup?
What I like about Peterson is he's a little more of a command guy. You know, you have like a Quintana who has command but relies on chase, and the Dodgers weren't chasing. If you have guys like Peterson who can be in the zone, mix it up with a lot of pitches, you know, they're hoping, you know, the Mets are hoping he can get deep enough to set up their bullpen. But the risk is that if he's out in two or three, and maybe you have to eventually get to Senga or something, you know, that's where you're starting to worry about command and then how the Dodgers can exploit that.
Doug Glanville, ESPN MLB analyst. He's on the call for the Mets and Dodgers NLDS, or NLCS, excuse me, for ESPN, of course. Doug joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I think this is different for everyone. So this is less of a topic and more your personal opinion or your personal experience. What is your favorite or greatest playoff game memory ever?
Ooh, that I was involved in, or just like in general? I guess there's a little bias there for sure.
I'll take either one, my friend.
I have to think. I was a Phillies fan growing up, and my early memories revolve around their 1980 World Championship. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, all the horses on the field and Tug McGraw and all that. So I do have some memories, but if you get specific, it's hard not to go back to having a game-winning hit during the NLCS against the Marlins in 2003 when I was with the Cubs. And that year was really like almost like an overwhelmingly powerful year. My father had passed away in that off season, and I got my 1,000th hit of my career the day he passed away, which was the last game of the season. And so I took that with me into the off season, and I did something radical. I left Philly. I signed with Texas. I got hurt, had to go through rehab, came back, finally got a chance, then got traded to the Cubs, and that was my only playoff experience. And I was pretty much a platoon player at best at that point. I made the roster at the end, and then I got to pinch hit during the postseason and end up getting a game-winning triple. And that was my only at-bat in the NLCS. So that one sticks with me, you know, not just because I had my personal glory, but all the things that led up to that moment that I wasn't even sure that moment was going to happen with injuries and loss in my family.
Well, I got to say, the amount of times, every time there's a great postseason moment, to hear so many folks just share that those stories about baseball and their dads, because it's the first place I went last night thinking about my dad, who's been gone for 11 years, and it is that connection and that connective tissue that kind of keeps everything going. That's a really great story, Doug. We appreciate that. I am curious, though, because as we look to the Guardians tonight, you know, David Fry has come through two big home runs in about four playoff games. He's still not in the lineup every single night. Is this, and a lot of this is lefty-righty stuff, a lot of this is he's not 100% healthy, but do you put him in the lineup tonight, or do you keep him for what he was last night? I mean, the ultimate pinch-hitting weapon in clutch moments.
Well, you got to go to Stephen Vogt, and what is he great at? Communication. And when you have the buy-in that every situation you have to make that decision for what's best in the moment, like, it is all hands on deck, and you look at it that way, that, okay, there's a reason for this, but then I could be the guy in the fifth, in the sixth. I might pinch it in the second. Anything might happen. And when you have your whole team pulling in that direction, then you don't worry about it. Then you say, like you said, Fry could be exactly in the same situation. And here's a term that I want to eliminate from our vocabulary. It's when people say the unlikely hero. I always think that's like a backhanded compliment. So I'm just throwing it out there preemptively. Because the guys like Fry, the guys off the bench, the guys, they could be very likely to be the ones to be that game changer. Dave Roberts stole a base in Boston Red Sox history that changed everything, right? Just that's what it happens, and that's what it takes in these moments, right? The big hit. I mean, I told you I had one at bat. That's all I had. So You know, so all these guys are likely because they're wearing a big league uniform. They're in the postseason. They got a bat in their hands. They got a ball in their hands. And there's a chance. And it could be them, just like it could be Mookie Betts or Shohei Ohtani. And that's what I love about the postseason.
Hey, Doug. So Matthew Boyd last night pitched outstanding. Five strong innings for the Gardos. Then you go to the bullpen, who has absolutely been lights out all season long. Emotional highs. The crowd is going berserk, right? It's a 3-1 game. Judge hits the home run. Stanton takes the lead. And then the Gardos come back, and they win it. Can this game propel them into the World Series? And if so, can they match up well if the Dodgers win?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that's why you got to play the game. You know, I don't care what the Yankees' numbers are, payroll, you know, you got to win it on the field, and they won it on the field in a way that they came back against the wall. I mean, Big Christmas is probably no better nickname than that in baseball. The guy, he's swinging like a vacuum cleaner up there. I mean, it's really impressive. And what I love about the Guardians is they defend and they pitch. And you always hear pitching and defense, right? So if you start getting the big hits, the home runs, then you really shock teams because now you're getting that offensive production that's timely. And you're doing all the little things to win games like base running and pitching and defense. And so that's what makes the Guardians so dangerous. You know, they win the game. And, yeah, of course you now believe, like, wait a minute, we're never down to that. I've been watching the Mets since the end of September doing their games more. And they just kept getting big innings. They just kept – and you look on paper, you don't see a team that necessarily is going to be that as explosive as they've been. But they've beat up on some bullpens and really good ones, Braves and so on. And the lesson from Emmanuel Clase giving up a couple home runs this postseason, who is, you know, basically untouchable, is that, yeah, this is the postseason. But as you get more familiar and seeing the same guy in the same series and all that, you lose a little bit of that edge because they're not unknown anymore. And so, but on the flip side, the Guardians responded. And it's great for someone on your team like Clase to go through that because he sees his teammates have his back. Like, he does not have to be perfect. He just has to be great. And when he does that and he knows his teammate will fight and come back and then take that L off his back, I'm telling you, that changes everything.
Doug, you've been great, man. Enjoy the Dodgers-Mets series, whether it wraps up tonight or not. And hopefully we get to see you here in about a week's time or so in the World Series here in Cleveland. But we appreciate you, and thank you again for your time.
All right, guys. Really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Doug Glanville there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm not kidding, man. So many people have shared their stories that whether it's they were players like Doug or, you know, just dudes on a couch like me, that just balance of, and it's not just men, it's women, you know, the connection of dads and baseball has just been so great to hear. And we do have. We got to talk about something that happened last night that wasn't great, and we've also got Jason Pinkston coming up next on 92.3 The Fan.